Thank you very much. Welcome. I'm going to present some information to you today, a little bit different from cancer. We're going to change the topic to something else that's very, very important in today's society. I'd like to start off by saying I have no relationships to disclose, but I should mention that this project was internally funded by Texas Chiropractic College for the purposes of research, and they don't benefit from the presentation of this material, except I'm here. We have a problem in the United States. Obesity places considerable financial burden on our society, primarily because of the associated comorbidities that are incumbent with it. However, in addition to these comorbidities, we also know that there's musculoskeletal issues, chronic pain, osteoarthritis, and chronic spinal pain. All of these are topics and are within the scope of practice of chiropractic, so it's important to consider that when we have patients and they're obese, that we may be seeing them in our clinic preferentially. If we look at obesity in the United States in 1988, we see that most of the United States was under 14% were over 30 BMI. As we go to 10 years later, we're seeing a scary trend towards most of the states now having between 15 and 19% obese patients, greater than 30%. And if we look at 2008, we saw something even scarier. Most of the United States is more, in fact, most of the states have more than 20% patients that are over 30 BMI. Now, why is this a problem? Well, obesity has all those associated diseases. Interestingly, though, we also note that this prevalence of obesity is related to race. Specifically, non-Hispanic blacks and Hispanics are presenting far more obese than their white and Asian counterparts. And if we look at the United States and the distribution of Hispanic population, we see that we only have 16% total Hispanic population, but this Hispanic population is located primarily in the southern western states. Now fast forward to our clinic. Our clinic is located in the Moody Health Center, which is in Pasadena, Texas. If you look at that population distribution, we have 62% Hispanic people. And if you couple that now with the likelihood of these patients being obese, we may be starting to see trends that need to be addressed. So we proposed that we have a clinic, and it should be a predominantly Hispanic community should have a clinic that has predominantly Hispanic patients, and that these patients will tend to be more obese than their Caucasian counterparts. To assess this hypothesis, we collected patient demographic data from the clinic, and then we went and looked at the differences in measured health parameters. Specifically, we took a total of 283 patient files between the September 2012 and December 2012. We randomly selected 48 patient files for review and then collected this demographic data. We then did frequency distributions on the pertinent data, as well as descriptive statistics on the other data that would allow us to do that, followed by student t-tests to examine differences between Hispanic and Caucasian groups. Of the 48 files that we reviewed, 14 actually didn't give patient race, and one didn't report height or weight. We were left with 33 files that we reviewed, and we ended up with 14 Hispanic patients, which constituted 42%, and 19 Caucasian patients, which constituted 58% of our population. There were no statistical differences between the presenting age, with the range between 38 and 44. When we look at the reason for their visit, we see that the most common reason for coming to the clinic was for low back pain. But interestingly, the Caucasian cohort presented with more complaints of neck, thoracic, and extremity pain. We did have one patient present for wellness, and that was in the Caucasian group. If we look at the BMI data, what we see is the Hispanic patients were significantly shorter and weighed less than our Caucasian patients, but when we did the BMI worked out, and there were no statistical significant difference between these groups. Finally, we looked at the blood pressure, and we looked to see if we could see any differences in hypertensive patients. And what we found was, first of all, most of our patients were normotensive, and that there were no differences between either cohort. Interestingly, we did look at the number of prescription medications that our patients were taking, and the most common prescription medication was anti-hypertensive medications, and there was no difference between the two groups taking these kinds of medications. So in summary, the most common reason for the office visit is low back pain. Hispanic patients presented with neck pain and extremity pain more often than Caucasian patients. Caucasian patients and Hispanic patients presented for musculoskeletal complaints, and there was only one wellness presentation. And the Hispanic patients were shorter, weighed less, but their BMI was no different than the Caucasians. And finally, our cardiovascular parameters resulted in no difference between the groups, and they were all normotensive. So there were some study limitations. First of all, you'll note that there was a very small sample size, and there is plans to do a larger retrospective review. We also want to note here that this is data collected from an academic clinic. We're not sure what the actual clinic data would present in the population. And again, that's a future direction for us. And finally, there was some selection bias. If you know, we had almost a 50-50 presentation of Caucasian to Hispanic, which was interesting to us. We expected to see more Hispanics. But when you look at what the recent report by Sue et al. Came up with, Hispanic patients tend not to present to complementary medicine. So one of our goals, I think, will be to better service our community, would be to try and promote that in that population and perhaps maybe reach out in a more effective manner. So in conclusion, our random sampling, there are no differences in the number of Hispanic patients, and that they weren't any more or less overweight than their Caucasian counterparts. Thank you very much. I'd like to acknowledge these people because I couldn't have done this study without their help, as well as the clinic, as well as the college, and thank you. Gracias.